Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with more Opai Aero App Academy, Bigger Better Electric Boobaloo. So here we go, let's get started. I know you're as interested in this as I am, so where do we go from here? I'm gonna have to get a new mouse. Are you feeling okay, Senpai? If you want, I can nurse every nook and cranny of your body to perfect health. I forgot to mention this, but Nanako-chan's special skill is called Condition Sensor. With just a touch of her hand, she can check vitals like heart rate and blood pressure, as well as the general condition of your body. She also has the skill to heal minor colds and injuries. Seriously? Then please, check my nooks and my crannies too! So with that said, I grab a hold of my zipper to unleash the beast that's grown tired of waiting and, well, just grown, period. Oh, sorry Nanako-chan, it was just a joke. I got a little carried away. Huh? Is that so? Ba-dump. I love it when Nanako-chan gets flustered, too. She just tugs on all of my heartstrings. I wish she'd tug something else, too, though. Okay, yeah, we are recording. Teehee, Shimojo-senpai, you're so funny. Nanako-chan smiles as she bashfully humors me in my stupid conversation. Ah, Shiro-ni, how'd you pull off that peeping yesterday? I've never seen an anti-skill like that. Oh no, it wasn't that big a deal or anything. Whoops. It really pains my heart to be asked about it wherever I go. I mean, that wasn't even in my power to begin with, after all. This dark-skinned childhood friend of mine is... Oh. Koromorehime Akira. A first year at Taru Girls Academy. She's in the Extreme Wrestling Club, which uses instant strength up skills. I used to play pretend pro wrestling with Akira when we were little. I also used to think she was a guy back then. I didn't realize she was a girl until we reunited at the academy for the first time in ages. And let me tell you, it was quite a shock. At first I felt like I was overwhelmed with information overload, but that all changed when I met Riria and saw the power of that phone. When we finally reunited on campus, I thought she looked an awful lot like a dark elf from Boobier Babes. Akira and I did bathe together once or twice when we were little, but she was flat back then. But now she's got some dynamite bombshell boobs that could easily seduce any man. How? Could it be? The power of the boob world Yggdrasil? I gotta get Akira to take me there sometime. Anyway, you sure have become quite feminine, Akira, especially here. Shiro-ni, it's not like I wanted them to get this big, but do you like them big? Of course, I love them big! As soon as I say the word love, Akira's whole face blushes. Well, there is a direct correlation between breast size and skill level and stats. Oh, like another game. Yours in particular are so big they're more than enough. Shiro-ni, you're a bit of an otaku, so I just kinda assumed you were more into petite girls with backpacks. I'm not a criminal, okay? I see. In that case, teehee. Akira smiles when I clap back. Her laughter sounds just as innocent as it did back during our childhood playdates, and that's also the last teehee you're getting out of me. It sounds fucking weird when I do teehee. You're as pesky as ever today, huh, Hinata-chan? And your boobs are especially perky, too! This perky girl is Yutani Hinata, first year at Taro Girls Academy and rookie ace of the Extreme Swimming Club. Her family runs a bathhouse, and she probably got good at swimming from swimming in the bath since she was little. Furthermore, her special skill is liquid control, which she apparently makes good use of in the Extreme Swimming Club. My time's improved, and it's all thanks to you, Senpai! Wow, congratulations, Hinata-chan! I'm the kind of trash who stares at Hinata-chan's boobs when she wants me to celebrate with her. Thank you so much! Well, it's great to see all that effort pay off, at least. My boobs have grown quite a bit, too, and that's all thanks to you, Senpai. Oh, so it wasn't just my eyes playing tricks on me. Let me get a better look. Since I have her permission, I get to stare as much as I want. If you stare that much, it's kind of embarrassing. Oh, my bad. Your boobs were just so captivating. It blew away my mind all the way... It blew away my mind all the way to the far reaches of space-time. I can do my very best. Thanks to all of your private lessons, Senpai. She's too good for this world, too pure. I want to touch her boobs. In that case, let's do that special training again later. Okay, Senpai. See you then. I can feel Hinata-chan's sparkling eyes watching me as I leave the pool. Yeah, penetrate him, penetrate him! Sorry, volleyball terms, should have phrased that better. This is the extreme bitch, oh wait, I'm sorry, I meant the extreme beach volleyball court. I'm here for one reason and one reason only, as a legitimate excuse to get an eyeful of Yukari-senpai's ass and titties. Well, aren't we all? Ah, Shimojo-kun, you came to peep on me again today, huh? Oh, she's the one with the... Okay. I hate to admit it, but you got me there. Her drill hair is amazing. It is a little sketchy for you to just peep at me, so why not learn a thing or two about extreme beach volleyball? With an up and close... let's try that one again, guys. With an up close and personal hands-on lesson. Yukari-senpai's voluptuous boobs squish against my arm like passengers in a crowded train. This fabulous blonde bombshell is Sonomiya Yukari, a third year at Taro Girls Academy. Just as her rich girl looks would suggest, she's the heiress of the Sonomiya Group, a conglomerate whose total assets exceed 101 trillion yen! Wow! When I first arrived, she challenged me to a duel. Somehow, my special skill activated and hit her with a no-hand naughty attack. She still won. Ever since then, her affection for me has gone up. Every time she sees me, she gets all touchy-feely with that voluptuous body of hers. That skill you used yesterday was amazing. It reminded me of our first match. Even Yukari-senpai is bringing up yesterday, huh? Her nipples were so pink and youthful and way too erotic. Just seeing her boobs in front of me now is enough to make me flashback to when I saw them yesterday in their full bare boob glory. You're the only match for me, Shimojo-kun. Every other man is as unsightly as a weed on the wayside. Well, damn, gentlemen, that's one way to tell him, right? I mean, talk about being let down, but being as unsightly as a weed on the wayside. Ooh, That's pretty rough, guys. For real? I guess you gotta be a real big shot to date the heiress of a conglomerate. Are you going already? But you just came. Senpai. Senpai phrasing. Thanks for spiking the joke I set for you. Oh, Yukari-senpai, playful as ever. Well, she pretty much said it. Having accomplished various things with this interaction, I reluctantly leave Yukari-senpai behind. So what is this, just introduction to the girls? The air here is as delicious as ever. I breathe hard like a mountain climber who just reached the summit. But this is neither a mountain nor an ocean. It's a Taharu Girls Academy Extreme Rhythmic Gymnastic Club's training area. Hoo! Ha! The aroma of leotard girl sweat. How precious. That's me. Whoa! As I fill my lungs with the scent of the Extreme Rhythmic Gymnastics Club, Riria approaches me in a leotard. What are you doing just casually hanging out here in a leotard? Riria joined the Rhythmic Gymnastics Club. Apparently her cover story is that she's a first year who stealth enrolled at Taharu Girls Academy. Riria's got a surprisingly erotic body, though I guess maybe that's to be expected considering her boobs. How'd you stealth enroll at the academy anyway? Are you good at studying? Not at all. She's so gosh darn cute. But I was okay since I can use a bit of magic. Well, I guess magic and skills are pretty similar after all. Just be sure nothing otherworldly happens here, okay? Riria's getting excited. Please contain your excitement. I ignore Riria's hype as I leave the gym. Welcome to Milky Mermaid. Your swimsuit is erotic as ever today. This is Milky Mermaid, a poolside family restaurant right next to the campus. This combination pool and restaurant is famous for the swimsuit uniforms worn by its employees, the majority of whom are cute girls. Serving me today is Milky Mermaid's most popular waitress, Mido Kaede, a third year at Taharu Girls Academy. Kaede's son was born to a Kanoichi family and is apparently currently training in the Kanoichi arts. Or Kanoichi. Maybe it's Kunoichi. The Kunoichi arts. Her special skill is pyrokinesis. Since she can generate fire out of nothing, she makes use of her ability here at Milky Mermaid to provide candlelight services and whatnot. You naughty, naughty boy. Speaking of naughtiness, it was really bold of you to peep yesterday. Stare. I performed my daily growth checkup on Kaede-san's boobs. Kaede-san, your underboobs have grown a little, haven't they? Your boobs grow sexier by the day. I like how it's like, your boobs grow sexier by the day. Yeah. Ow, you were staring at my chest, weren't you? Huh? Oh wow, she's a ninja now. Sorry, Shimojo-kun, but you leave me no choice but to erase your memory of my naked body from your mental spank bank with one of my skills. Oh man, that sounds like a bad skill. If you're gonna use the skill, then what are you holding those kunai for? You don't have to erase me to erase my memory. Just kidding. It sure doesn't seem like a joke when you transform like that, so please cut that out, Kaede-san. You're an important regular of mine, Shimojo-kun. What would you like to have today? Oh ho ho, I'll have your mango boob milk drink, Kaede-san. I try ordering from the special imaginary menu from perverts that I made up in my head. Or for perverts, not from perverts. We don't have a secret menu like that. Can't order a chicken McGangbang sandwich from McDonald's? Don't do that. Yes, I've done it before. We don't have a secret menu like that. You're such a pervert, but what else is new? I enjoy some small talk with Katie's son as I pick something from the actual menu. Then the waitress was hysterical, by the way. Not the waitress, but the girl on the other side of the microphone. All of a sudden, like I ordered it. Me and a friend, we went with his father. And his father says, I want to get a chicken McGangbang sandwich. And the woman is laughing her ass off on the other side. I enjoy some small talk with Kaede-san as I pick something from the actual menu. I'll have some boba tea and make it frozen mandarin flavor. Now see, the secret deal about the chicken McGangbang sandwich is it's supposed to be an off-menu item. But basically, they take the McChicken and it's the McChicken and the just the regular basic burger. And you basically just put them together, so it's basically, no, it's a McDouble. Because it's two beef patties with one chicken patty in the center, hence the gangbang. So that's what it is. We would just literally buy a McDouble, and we'd buy a McChicken, and we'd put them together, and we'd make our own chicken McGangbang sandwiches back in the day. Which sets it apart from the regular Mandarin flavor? Let's see. It's flash frozen to negative 276 degrees, and split with a railgun. That doesn't sound safe. I don't get it. Coming right up. Kaede-san repeats my order back to me with a salute. But why the salute? I went with such a mainstream order, like a plebeian. I gaze at Kaede-san's ass as she heads to the kitchen. Well, I didn't get to see Kaede-san's ass. I can't wait to taste that frozen mandarin-flavored boba tea. Hey, CG man, get with the fucking picture. I need to see Kaede-san's ass. Due to yesterday's experiment with the Super Arrow app, I've been called Peeping Tom, Prankster, and Pervert everywhere I've gone today. And damn, no sex offender charges yet, no slap in the face, or kicks in the balls, or nothing like that. Well, I'll be damned. Whoops! It's too late for me to care about that, but still. Anyway, it's amazing what unrealistic situations this Super Arrow smartphone can create. The special skills of the booby babes are amazing too, but the Super Arrow app is on a whole different level. Currently, as the only guy on campus, I'm on the bottom of the academic hierarchy. But with the help of that phone Super Arrow app, I can change that. Maybe even crown myself the campus king. Wait, why stop there? If I can control this campus, I become the king of this whole world that's become matriarchal overnight. This place is mine for the taking! I can feel a newfound lust for conquest surging out from within my heart. I don't even need an army or any supplies. With this simple smartphone, I can subjugate all the women in the world. You and Rance both, huh? If this is a phone from another world, then how has nobody in that world ever attempted world conquest using this thing? From what I've been told, this phone automatically generates apps the more the user uses it. So I guess it must be a world filled with nothing but pro-pacifists who bemoan tax hikes. I write off that entire population of Riria's world as pro-pacifists as I firmly grasp that phone. I've already transferred my login data, so I activate the Booby or Babes app and immediately start the new gacha event for Catherine's sexy swimsuit. Okay. Stage 1. Is this a game? Okay, before we enter the pool, let's do some stretches. The smell of chlorine with a hint of the sweet fragrance of the girls. Taro Girls Academy is the best. When I look around, I'm the only guy in a sea of female students. All of my classmates have boobs big enough for me to go home and fab to tonight. Well, I'll be damned, sir. And as you would expect, Megumi-sensei, like all the other teachers, has high skill power and huge boobs to boot, too. Please split up into groups and help each other stretch. Yeah, but can the girls even, I mean, it might be a little hard if they can't really see their legs that well because of the... I'd like to stretch my body with Sensei, but I'll save that thought for my fapping session tonight. I don't even know if they could reach their legs. I mean, you bend down, your head's in your boobs. It's like, go boom! And if it's too fast, boom, you get a headache. Not a headache, but you get a head injury, like a concussion. Like, kaboom! Ah! What'd you do? Shimojo, help me stretch. Oh, ho, ho, just leave it to me. I'll give you a good stretch. Yeah, I bet you will. Especially those erotic boobs of yours. Again, she's not gonna be able to see when she looks down. I'll help you stretch too, since I figured you'd be sad and lonely otherwise. Well, damn, thanks for rubbing it in, Ryo. I see you're just casually skewering me mentally now, childhood friend of mine. I think what I said was actually better. Her ability to warp gravity has warped her personality and made her boobs massive too. I'll stretch her boobs too. Ouchie. Whoa, damn, how'd my phone vibrate my nipple when it's in my pocket? Has a localized space-time distortion formed around me and only me? Anyway, more importantly, what kind of app have I been graced with this time? I take a peek at my phone screen. How many boob ups and dumb boob lifts can you do? Whatever this app is, it's got something to do with boobs, that's for sure. Boobs are self-explanatory, you can't go wrong with boobs, so I tap the app as a sort of conditioned reflex. Starting app, Leisha. Climb to me a little tighter, or I won't be able to lift up your boobs. Wow, these dumb boob lifts are really giving me a rock-hard body, at least the lower half of it anyway. Well, Leisha's leaning over me, dangling her boobs in front of me. The way you're holding my boobs is kind of lewd. Oomph. Oomph. It's your fault for having boobs that big. Ryo's pressing her boobs up against my face as she does no hand boobs ups. Boob ups. Yeah. Do you really have to massage me there? Obviously, otherwise it won't have any effect. If it's unclear, the place we're referring to is Leisha's nipples and areolas. Right there, that feels so good. Rigorous stretching feels good? Are you a masochist? Leisha shakes her head, but her face looks enraptured. That's not part of the exercise, is it? Rubbing you here is totally a part of the exercise, so I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to take full advantage of this situation and massage these lewd, swollen boobs of yours as much as I want. Since we're going to be swimming, let's practice CPR. Once I say that, I force my lips up against Leisha's. Normally she'd kick me away, but instead Leisha welcomes me with some tongue-to-tongue resuscitation. Okay. You too, Ryo. That must have been enough. I don't think they're doing the right CPR. I think it might be on the bottom instead of the top. This CPR is making my mind melt. The three of us practice CPR in a bizarrely erotic fashion. Leisha and Ryo twine their tongues inside of my mouth. Okay, so I am the one with my mind in the gutter. Their saliva is so slippery, I can feel my consciousness slipping away. Okay. Your muscles down here are so stiff, let me loosen them up for you. Whoa, Dankeschön. Ah, ah, she starts softly stroking my schlong. Schlong? Well, that's one way to do it. Which has become a full house thanks to the double deep kiss. Leisha-san, that feels so damn good, I can't get enough of your slender fingers. How strange. I'm trying to loosen you up with a massage, and yet you're just getting stiffer. Ha! Ha! I can say the same thing about your nipples. Your dick truly is lewd. And then she says, whatever. I don't want to hear it from the one who suddenly started sucking on it unprompted, Ryo. It feels good though, so keep going. Ma'am, it feels so good, I think my crotch is gonna melt. Ma'am, it feels so good, I think my crotch is gonna melt. Can you even swim in this condition? I'll suck it all out for you. Whoa, calm down, Leisha-san. You must really be getting into this dick stretching, huh? I don't know if she's stretching it, but... Ah, Leisha's tongue feels so amazingly good. I love the Germans. Really? Leisha, that's not fair. Save some for me. Now Rhea's in the mood for a blowjob too as she starts tracing her warm tongue against my dick. How's that? Feel a little better now? Oh damn, my dick's a real hot mess now that Leisha and Rhea's tongues are tangled all over it. This sack must be backed up, huh? I'll massage you down here, too. Leisha's eyes twinkle like she's a kid who just got a present. Ah, Leisha, that's too intense. Shimojo, can you stretch mine pussy with your... Can you stretch mine pussy with your dick? My womb's aching. I can't hold it anymore. Stretch my pussy too. Both girls show me their wet pussies and beg for my dick. And thus we spend most of our swimming lesson doing stretches and little actual swimming. I thought we were going to have a full-on age scene. New minor character scene available. Okay, so it is an age scene viewer, but maybe a little more is gonna happen. It's wave 1 of 4. So we have a minor character, boob enhancement boot camp, group orgies. Oh, you can only get a few. A certain MILF who works as fast as a delivery driver for fast food curry joint. Thanks to the Boobier Eats official apps, she makes a house visit to deliver some delicious curry. Spicy curry and a hot mom. She's an ex-classmate's mother. Wow. We're messing with the mother? R-Cup. I'm sorry, Oni-chan. I messed up again. Yeah, the special curry's pretty unsalvageable. What Emery has concocted is a dish so hot it could literally scorch your taste buds off. We're also not going to get into what makes it special. I wanted to give it a bit of a kick since you like spicy things. So I added in some of the Trinidad scorpion peppers that I found online. You know there's a limit to these things, right? Of all the hot peppers in the world, the Trinidad scorpion sits firmly in the top three. Sure, I like spicy stuff, but come on. Hold on, I've never heard of the Trinidad scorpion. Is this just something they made up? No, it's real. It's currently the second on the world's hottest pepper list. It has an average rating of 1,200,000 Scoville heat units, with the hottest Trinidad scorpions measuring 2,009,231 SHU. The Carolina Reaper has a slightly higher rating of up to 2.2 million. At the same time, the Trinidad Moruga Scorpion is 1.2 million to 2 million. So it's almost as hot as the Reaper pepper. It's a very fucking hot pepper. I won't fuck with it. Not anymore. I like spicy stuff, but all the shit I did with doctors and all that told me I had a limit. So it's okay for spicy stuff, but don't overdo it or you'll regret it. Okay, so at any rate, guys, I think we're done with this for now, but we'll be doing it for a while because there's so many different things we can do and different little scenarios we can get into with all the different girls. And hope you guys will be back here for the next episode. Of course, I'll be switching it up a bit. I won't just be doing this one. I'll be doing other ones. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more Boobier Babes.